For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri's community colleges have a new tuition agreement with an online university. The Missouri version of Western Governors University has agreed to provide a 5% tuition discount for community college graduates who take its online courses. The Missouri Community College Association says the deal with WGU is the first such statewide agreement that the association has signed on behalf of its members. Community college graduates will also be eligible for special scholarships from the online school. Governor Jay Nixon has promoted Western Governors University as an alternative for working adults who have some college credits but have not completed their degrees. A city council committee in Kansas City has endorsed a measure that would ban people from openly carrying firearms in the city limits. The Kansas City Star reports Mayor Sly James has pushed for the ban, noting that the tourist town of Lake Ozark has also voted for a similar prohibition, even by those with concealed carry permits. The council's Public Safety Committee on Wednesday endorsed the ban, which will go before the full city council on July 31st. The future of the measure is uncertain because of a bill approved this year by Missouri's General Assembly that would void any local ordinance prohibiting open carry for anyone with a concealed carry permit. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill, but the legislature is likely to attempt an override in September. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has totaled up the planted grain acres for the season, offering the first glimpse of production for 2014. And as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, Midwest farmers remain committed to corn and soybeans.
Farmers planted a record number of soybean acres this season, but corn is flat in several Midwestern states, while down slightly in others. Overall, about 4 million fewer acres were planted in corn this year, down 4% from last year. USDA's Anthony Prilliman says many farmers are sticking with what has worked during a run of good years.
Definitely weather concerns, economic concerns, all that goes into what the farmers end up deciding what they're going to plant.
He says persistent drought conditions may have contributed to lower corn acres in Kansas, Colorado, and the Dakotas. Still, nationally, this year's planting is among the largest in decades. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Governor Jay Nixon has ordered a review of the Missouri Lottery after a decline in the proceeds transferred to education. The Missouri Lottery says the decline is due partly to the types of lottery games people chose to play. The amount of proceeds transferred to education declined by $21.5 million during the state's recently concluded budget year, despite record high sales by the lottery. Lottery spokesperson Gary Gonder says the sales figures are driven partly by scratch-off games, which typically pay more in prizes and thus less to education. He says sales of the more profitable Powerball game actually were down from the 2013 budget year, which contributed to the decline in education funding. About 23% of the proceeds were transferred to education during the last budget year. That percentage had been consistently above 25% during the past decade. Death row lawyers and other opponents say the nation's third botched execution in 6 months is more evidence for the courts that lethal injection carries too many risks and amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Death penalty opponents say the execution of an Arizona inmate who took 2 hours to die shows that state experiments with different drugs and dosages are a callous trial and error process. The result is that every few months an inmate gasps, chokes, and takes an unusually long time to die. Lethal injection has been challenged in the courts many times, mostly without success. The biggest recent challenge for death penalty states has been obtaining lethal chemicals after major drug makers stopped selling drugs for use in executions. That forced states to find alternative injection drugs. That hasn't stopped the Missouri Supreme Court from setting a September execution date for convicted killer Leon Taylor. Taylor is scheduled to die September 10th at the state prison in Bon Terre for killing a suburban Kansas City service station attendant during a 1994 robbery. Authorities say he tried to kill the victim's 8-year-old stepdaughter, too, but the gun misfired. Missouri has executed 6 men this year. Only Florida and Texas, with 7 each, have executed more. Another execution is scheduled for August 6th, when Michael Shane Worthington is scheduled to be put to death for the rape and killing of a suburban St. Louis neighbor in 1995. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.